All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on this final Wednesday of May of 2021, May 26th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and we appreciate Jennifer Smith from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Fond du Lac County for rescheduling with us on what I said earlier is a Wednesday that feels like a Monday. So we appreciate Jennifer for joining us again here a little bit later on in the show than we had planned. But Jennifer, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it actually seems kind of nice out, so let's just pray it stays that way.
Yeah, tomorrow and Friday not looking so great, but the weekend, a pretty comfortable Memorial Day weekend, so I think we're all okay with a little bit cooler weather than we probably would like for the unofficial start to summer, but it's going to be dry, and it's going to be a pretty comfortable weekend, so it's...
But wet the next 2 days?
Yeah, I see a 70% chance of rain tomorrow and like 52 for a high, so that's
fantastic.
Not ideal. That's one of those forecasts as a radio host. I always say, don't shoot the messenger. So
yeah, I mean, I respect that.
For real, it's just me reading the weather forecast. So, but anyways, enough weather. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, number of different things going on. It's summertime. People getting out with their bigs, their littles, and having a good time here as we get towards the summer season. But something that happened recently was Lemonade Day, and I know Big Brothers Big Sisters was a part of that.
Yes, we absolutely love Lemonade Day. It's a highlight here. In the past, we've done relatively well, but this year our littles and bigs blew it out of the water. We were able to donate over $300 to Sandy Paws, which was what the kiddos picked as their donation spot. And they donated all of their earnings back to give back to Fond du Lac. So we were pretty impressed by our kids this year.
That's really awesome to see. And it's a great, activity to come together. And, there's a whole learning aspect of it, too, to learn, how to run a small business through the premise of a lemonade stand, but there's that giving back aspect too, and to see kids who are really eager to help out an organization or organizations of their choice is really cool to see, and to be able to raise that much money for a great group like Sandy Paws, that's pretty cool, right?
I know, it was so cool, and like you said, having that, and they took charge. I mean, if anything, we were in their way. As adults that day, they knew what they had to do and they took charge, and to see their faces when they actually got to give the check was a pretty big deal. So I'm already looking forward to next year. It's going to be even better.
Very cool. Very cool. I know you have a new teen group over at Big Brothers Big Sisters going on.
Yes, we try really hard. Obviously, our number one thing here is we do mentoring, but we try to give the kids other, positive things to do in their lives as well. Teen group, this is our third year doing teen group. We have a whole new group of kids this year, aging from 13 to 15 this year, and they get together once a week. We do everything from educational meetings to craft meetings to full-on basketball tournaments to win Takis, which apparently are gold to children. And they've learned a lot, and to be honest, they became friends, and a lot of them are going to be going into high school next year, and to be able to make friends from other middle schools that when you get to the big old high school kind of is the biggest one for us, for sure.
Yeah, well, it's always that transition that I'm sure could be pretty scary. We've all been through it, right? The middle school to high school transition. You go from being, the rulers of the school as much as you are in eighth grade to being the freshman, and then you're like, oh gosh, that senior doesn't look like he likes me all that much and stuff like that. It's always good to have kind of a support system in place, and that building those connections early helps out, right?
Yeah, and the great thing is we have kids from every single middle school. So when they get there, it's just not their friends from Woodworth. Mm-hmm. They actually know kids that went to Salish and went to Tyson, and they're actually, at the beginning of the teen group, they were like talking about high school like it was this, terrifying experience. And now they're talking about it as, hey, at least I'll know you in the hallway.
Right.
And that I it's a win. The year can end now because we accomplished that. So it was pretty exciting to see. They're a great group of kids. We love our kids. They're so awesome.
Yeah, well, congratulations to all the kids for getting through a challenging year for sure. Even if it was a little bit more normal than 2020 was, you know, it still had all the,
it's so all the
weird
different
things. Yeah, so hoping for bigger and better things coming up in the fall for sure. But good to get through it. And Jennifer, I know. Yeah. Big Brothers Big Sisters always looking for bigs, especially as we head into the summer months, right?
Yeah, and this is, if you're going to be a mentor, right now is the time. You've got kids that have been stuck in quarantine, and now they're seeing fresh air for the first time. And, you know, being a Wisconsin state, wintertime can sometimes be daunting to find things to do. But it's summertime, which means that you have an endless amount of things to do with your little, and this is the best time to be a mentor. So if you have any free time, we're asking for twice a month, which is the equivalent of watching two movies. You could really help a kid be excited and happy for coming out of this lovely pandemic that we're just getting out of. So if you do have the time, please call 920-922-8200. Anyone here can help you and guide you into being the best big ever.
Excellent. Jennifer, thanks so much. Thanks for sticking with us here this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Jennifer Smith joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters in Fond du Lac County. Appreciate her adjusting with us here on this